Oh, hey you. Right on time, as always. It should be a pretty slow evening tonight. As usual, I'll be hanging here at the front desk while you clean the office spaces. Oh, and the boss did say if you wanted to get a bit of extra pay, to go ahead and clean floor 13 tonight as well. Yes, I know the boss says you're normally not allowed on that floor, but that's what she told me. Something about getting it ready for a new occupant beats me. I just do what she tells me. And if you want to get paid, I recommend you do the same, silly. Yeah, I'll tell her that you still want to discuss a raise next time she's in. Look, hun, don't shoot the messenger, okay? I'm just telling you what she tells me, all right? Oh, did you bring me something good for tonight? Oh, Salem's Lot by Stephen King. I haven't actually read this one yet. I've never been into vampire novels. I feel like they can never... get the lore right. I'll be sure to get this one back to you as soon as possible. Oh, and here, just as promised, I made you another playlist for your shift tonight. I know. CDs are archaic at this point. But it feels so much more personal than some AI-generated Spotify playlist. Trust me. Here, I even brought my CD player again. What kind of music? Oh. Well, the theme for tonight's playlist is something you could totally get lost in. I figured it would help you to just kind of zone out while you're cleaning. Just make sure you don't listen to that track until you get to floor 13. I worked very hard on it. So please, only listen to it when you get to floor 13. I'm serious. Don't listen to that track until you get to floor 13. I worked very hard on it. So please, only listen to it when you get to floor 13. Good. All right, dear. Have a good shift. I'll see you during lunch. See you soon, my love. Hello, my pet. It feels so good to finally get some time together, doesn't it? Life has been so busy, hasn't it? You've been working so hard, sweetheart. There's always something that needs to be cleaned. Your car, your home, the office, this floor. It never ends, does it? But it feels good to have all your attention on me right now. My voice. I want you to drop them on. Don't try to catch it. Just let it fall. Good boy. Your body. It feels heavy, doesn't it? Your arms. They're slowly growing heavier as my voice begins to soothe your tired soul. They're so heavy. You couldn't even resist if someone were to try and hurt you right now. You feel totally and completely helpless. Shh. I need you to quiet your mind. Your mistress, she needs you to quiet your mind. Part of you may be wanting to resist, to fight back. But I assure you, darling, you're only fighting what you want most. Control. Remember all of those responsibilities. Remember how heavy they felt. How heavy they made your body feel. Well, They feel heavy on your mind too, my love. So I want you to listen to my voice. I want you to focus on it as I lift your responsibilities from your body and now your mind. I'm taking them all away from you. You feel so light now. You feel like you could do anything. You feel like you could follow every command without hesitation. You want to be a good boy, don't you? It's all you want. It's all you've ever wanted. So you're going to do as I say now. I want you to walk forward, and I want you to walk to room 13. I want you to open the door. You're going to see a bed with some restraints. I want you to lie down and I want you to lock yourself inside them. One cup at a time. Good boy. Now I want you to wait for me. You're going to rest now. Your eyes are going to feel heavier. So heavy, in fact, you won't be able to keep them open for more than a few seconds. Let your eyes close. It's time for you to sleep. You will wake up and you hear me say, good, good boy. Not good boy. Not my good boy. But good, good boy. Now, go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Good boy. Time to wake up. Surprised to see me here, are we? Do you remember how you got here? Smart boy. You were on the 13th floor and you began to play that special little mixtape I made for you. You were such a good boy not listening to track 13 until I said so. I was worried you were going to cheat and I'd have to restrain you myself. That wouldn't have been hard, but it certainly would have been messier. Oh, you sweet little thing. You're as pale as I am. What's scaring you right now? Is it the restraint? Am I straddling you? Or is it perhaps my fang? They're real, you know. The fangs, of course. Everything about me is real. Oh, you're going to report me to the owner? Oh, sweetheart, I am the owner of the building. I've lived here for 100 years now. The 13th floor is my home, and I've just invited you over for dinner. Well, not dinner. But a snack. I'm so hungry. Oh. I've gone through so many others since you began working here, but none of them can satisfy me. I can't get my mind off you. Don't be afraid, my love. If I wanted you as a full course, I would have slashed your throat the second you left the elevator. I have another proposition for you. However, It has been at least 80 years since I've met a mortal that has caught my interest like you. No one could keep my interest. I've been with presidents, kings, governors, rock stars, and all of them left me wanting. But you, you're different somehow. You. When you look at me, you make me feel wanted. All the books we've shared, the conversations we have between your shifts and during your lunch. They've made me feel more seen in those few months than I have felt in the past hundreds of years. My life has been filled with so many people. And yet, I have felt so lonely. That is, until you. So, with that in mind, on to the proposition. whoa, calm down. I'm not offering for you to be a vampire, Jesus. That's moving fast even for a human. No. Well, I'm not saying that's entirely off the table. I was thinking of something a little more basic. I want you to be my boyfriend. Specifically, my blood boyfriend. In my culture, this is sort of the first stage of dating a mortal. We commit solely to one human to feed on, and through that intimacy and connection, create some more satisfied feed, as well as a more satisfied vampire. In fact, we can go weeks without feeding as a result. They say the greater the love, the greater the effect. And, well, I won't be sure of how I feel till I get a taste. I know putting you here in these cuffs might have broken our trust just a little bit. But I'm going to give you a choice. You know, they say that vampires aren't allowed to enter something or someone until they've been given permission. So, do you give me permission? You're not sure what to say. Well, I can help with that. Say yes to me, my love. Submit to me. Give in to your desire. Your face shows fear, but your cock. Well, let's just say I wouldn't mind being impaled with that stick. What do you have to lose? Besides, a little blood, of course. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't help myself. What happens if I change my mind? Well, like all things in life, honey, there would be consequences. Good and bad. So what's your answer? Oh, goodness. Did you just expose your neck to me? Are you too shy to say yes? I don't need you to say yes. But I want to hear it anyway. Besides, look at how red your face is getting. It's like fast food. I'll barely even have to suck. Yes. What? Good boy. When I ask you a question, you'll now respond with yes, mistress. Do you understand? That's my good boy. Now, brace yourself. Mm. 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 Utreist. She'll fucking cry. I've never tasted anything like this. Fucking delectable, baby. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, I want more. But I'm so full. Holy shit. Oh, it's real. I do love you. I've never been more satisfied in my entire life. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make a mess all over you. But I'd never want to let you go now. I never want this to end. This is what I've been searching for. For hundreds of years. Please, darling, can I make you feel good? My whole body is in a state of ecstasy thanks to your heavenly blood. So can I please return the favor in some way? Perhaps a blowjob? Oh, you're feeling a little lightheaded. That's to be expected, my love. I did overindulge a little bit. But you should be okay. Don't worry. I'll take care of you. You taste amazing. I'm such a pretty little cock. Pretty little cog attached to a perfect little fence. That's it. Oh, good boy. Good boy, good boy. Is my good pet want to go deeper? Huh? You don't want to go deeper in your mistress's mouth? Is all this licking not enough for you? If you want to go deeper, you're gonna have to beg. Say, please, mistress, can I deep throat? Can I come in your throat? Oh, look at how you blush. Come on. Say it. Say, please take me in your throat, mistress. Oh, so precious. Look at you. All right. Wanna come? Do you wanna come? Wanna come? Yeah? Well? Your little vet gonna come? Please. Come for me.
of your mistress. Come my mouth. You're a good boy. Yes. Give me that.
I have to say, your blood tastes better, but your cum's not bad at all. How did that feel, my love? Are you feeling as good as I am? You should probably rest now, sweetheart. You don't want to stop? You really think you can get hard again that fast? No mortal has such powers. You can if I sit on your face. Well then, I suppose I can't refuse such a tempting offer. Oh, did you want me to take off the chains now? No. It makes it better. Oh, you are working overtime to please your mistress, aren't you? Good boy. Now, eat your mistress's cunt. Yes. Oh, that's good. Work that tongue, boy. Yes. Oh, you feel good. Yes. Yes. Oh, there you are. That's it. That's it. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, yes. All right there. Yes. Keep licking. Keep licking. Good boy. Good boy. Speed up. Speed up now. Come on. Oh, that's it. Good boy. Good boy. Ah. Yes. 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 Just like that. Oh. A little faster. Oh, please. Right there. Stay right there. No, no. No, too fast. Yes. Yes, right there. Right there. Oh, please. Please don't stop. I'm gonna come. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Good boy. Oh, my God. That was... Wow. Oh, you really like doing that, don't you? Oh, I haven't had a good cum like that in 200 years. Oh my God. How are you so hard again so quickly? It's like all the blood rushed from your face back into your cock in an instant. You're definitely going to let me sit on that too, right? Oh, God, you're so hard still. I'm a little nervous, even. That's not going to stop me, though. Oh, my God, that feels so fucking good. Take it, take it, take it. Yes, yes, take my cunt, take my cunt. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah. You're so fucking hot. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fucking God. Oh, you feel so good. Please, please, please don't stop. I'm getting close. Close, close, please. Please keep fucking me like that. I'm gonna come again. I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck. Fuck, I'm coming. Come here. Come here.
Come on, don't fall asleep, please. Oh, baby, stay with me. Stay with me. Darling. Hey, darling. You're awake. You scared me back there. I really thought I lost you for a second. I took you to the hospital after you passed out. You ended up needing a blood transfusion. Dr. Zara said you'd be just fine, though. You just need to rest a bit, and you should be getting home in the morning. Sorry, I just got carried away. It was worth it. Oh my God, shut the hell up, you pervert. You nearly worried me off to death. Hey. Thank you. For tonight. I know things started off a little intense. But I really am glad you felt the same after all. I was just, well, nervous. And I guess I didn't even really need the hypnosis after all. Huh? What do you mean the hypnosis didn't work on you? You're kidding me. You thought I was role-playing? Oh, you pervert. Come here before I drain you half to death again. I love you, baby. I can't wait to see where forever takes us.